When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
And we're back on the big FM 93.7 and the big AM 1380. Joining us now, State Representative Diane Hesselbein. She is a Democrat from Middleton, from the Wisconsin State Assembly. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. It was strange. I saw something funny in the assembly parlor. It was Democrats standing next to Republicans introducing a bill that didn't have to do with wearing pink while hunting. It didn't have to do with a new state license plate. It was actually substantive that involves spending state tax dollars that you actually have people together.
I checked
to see I hadn't been drinking. So what was that?
Well, Speaker Voss put together a task force about Alzheimer's and dementia. And so he asked if I'd be on it, and I said yes. And we had some Democrats and Republicans, and we spent really all fall touring the great state of Wisconsin, listening to people from all corners of the state about Alzheimer's and how it's affected them and their families.
And this has affected your family, my family. Yes. Probably aren't too many families it hasn't affected in some way, shape, or form.
It's interesting that I think every single person on the Alzheimer Task Force had a loved one who had Alzheimer's. So we all had different experiences with the disease, but personal stories to tell.
You know, it's important to say Alzheimer's and dementia, because not all these cases of dementia are Alzheimer's, but they're all a serious problem, and they're all progressive. And so far, they've been unable to stop it. They've been able to slow it down. But there are some really exciting things going on at the University of Wisconsin, and we'll get to all these different components. And it's interesting, this legislation, it looks like a number of representatives have come up with different components of this bill, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And Kitty Rhodes, a former rep from Hudson and worked in the Walker administration, also was part of this task force, right?
No, she was not.
Oh, she was not.
She
was.
Well, we met with her at the beginning and talked about what the Department of Human Services has been doing, and then sometimes they would send somebody to these listening sessions.
Because the governor made mention of her the other night when he was talking about this bill.
Yeah, well, he was talking about his Alzheimer, that he's doing Alzheimer and dementia for the workplace.
Oh, that's another bill.
Kitty Rhodes, it's not a bill, it's actually just sort of thing they're working on Department of Human Services. Mm-hmm. In the workplace, people that are working longer, unfortunately, they're having to work longer due to wage stagnation. But if they're getting Alzheimer and dementia in the workplace, how do you help those workers in the workplace? Or if they're caring for a loved one, how to be sensitive with the Federal Family Medical Leave Act, letting people leave. People are pretty understanding, I think, in the workplace when you have children and you have babies that have appointments and need shots. They don't always understand it when you have a loved one with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Diane Hesselbein with us on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. All right, tell us about the different components of this bill.
Sure. We have quite a few. So they're all standalone bills, but we are actually, we just got a thing on Friday saying that the hearing's going to be very soon, so that we're hoping they can move quickly. So LRB 1724 is an informed consent for psychotropic medications in nursing homes and community-based facilities. We've had people all over the state tell us that maybe their loved one lives in these community-based nursing home and they have some issues and they go to the emergency room, where the doctor will prescribe them other things. And they go back into those community nursing homes doped up on these drugs that the family knows nothing about. And the family never knew notification of it. So this would just say, when they move back to that nursing home, those community-based nursing homes should call and let somebody know within like 24 hours that this is what they're on and this is why. And I think this is just makes sense for the state of Wisconsin.
Hard to believe that would be controversial.
It is, though. Actually, the community-based nursing home people are not for it. In regular nursing homes, they already have to do that, but the people are fighting on the community-based nursing homes. And one of the things, and you know, this is sly work, does get a little tricky. So it's the low-wage workers, right, that usually work at these community-based nursing homes. So it's really putting some of the onus on them to have to make these notifications of family members. So it is one of those things that I can see.
Oh, I know, but it's such an important,
the
ramifications. And when people have dementia, things that can be jarring and a change are only accentuated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or people can fall with different...
I've watched that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else is in this bill?
One of the ones I'm really most excited about is funding for respite care. Right now, our funding for respite care for the state of Wisconsin is $1.5 million. This bill would put one more million into that pot, which would be extremely important for caregivers to get a break from their loved ones. They want to go grocery shopping. There are adult daycares all over the state of Wisconsin, and sometimes there aren't, but they have these organizations that will come to your house, especially in very rural Wisconsin, like Rhinelander. We heard about companies that will go into your house so that you can go grocery shopping, or you can go get a break, or maybe see a movie, or spend time with a loved one without being a caregiver at the same time.
Yeah, my sister's with my mother 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very hard.
It is hard. It takes its toll. Although the state capital is kind of an adult daycare in some respects, isn't it?
Well, it's an interesting place to work.
All right, what else?
We have, dementia training grants for mobile crisis teams. Once again, we heard about this issue about what do they do. It's sort of like a mental health issue, too. We sort of started it last session with mental health crisis teams, now doing something with getting regions and counties to work together for Alzheimer's dementia mobile health crisis centers. So if there is a crisis in the home, you have someone to call. Someone will come see you. Sometimes what happens is they'll call the police, and the last thing the police want to do is put an Alzheimer's patient in the back of their squad car. That doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, because violence can be an aspect of dementia.
Absolutely.
Couples fighting.
Absolutely.
In many cases.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay, so that's an important factor.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Another one is funding for dementia care specialists. We currently have 16 in the state of Wisconsin in very populated areas. So this would just add 4 more. And these people work with your local ADRC, but sometimes, you know, their one dementia care specialist will have 100 miles in rural Wisconsin to cover. That's a big, big area
there
to try
a lot
to get to.
Big, sparsely populated counties in northern Wisconsin.
There really are. And this task force really opened my eyes driving to and from Eau Claire, Rhinelander, all over the place.
Which, you
Appleton,
know,
Nina.
Which is, of course, that's densely populated
compared to the other ones. Burnett
County and,
yeah.
You know. But and as tough as people are up there in driving distances, they think of nothing of driving 75 miles. When you're dealing with an Alzheimer's patient, it only becomes a more difficult.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Diane Hesselbein with us in the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. We're talking about the Democrats unveiling a bill, Alzheimer's and Dementia Funds and Grants legislation, but it also has bipartisan support. What else?
We also have relating to a dementia specialist certification program. And this is something we heard that Department of Human Services is going to work with them. As a lot of people say, we're dementia friendly, we're dementia certified. But that doesn't mean anything. There aren't any rules, regulations in place saying what does that mean. So this just simply says, really directs the department to get some standards and a curriculum for the program. So if people want to say they're dementia friendly, let's prove it.
Oh, I didn't know. That's another thing I did not know. All right. Is that controversial?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. It'll be like for the nursing homes and for caregivers, things like that.
Okay. All right.
One that I'm really excited about is I'm first on the bill. A lot of these, very bipartisan support. We usually have a Republican first and a Democrat second. This is the one that I was the vice chair of this committee, so they let me have one, which was nice. It's giving funding for the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It's a $50,000 that we can give to them to up their research money.
Is this the research on the disease or the research where they're tracking patients? They track elderly people.
They do track elderly people, but now they're going to be, because of this $50,000, they're going to be checking people like you and I whose parents had Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. checking their blood proteins and seeing what that looks like and if they
do
can find
I
a
want,
cause and effect.
Do I want to know?
Right, exactly. I don't. I don't want to be part of the study. I wouldn't mind to help them, but I don't want to know the answer to that question. But I do think it's important for them to be tracking kids like us that have parents had Alzheimer's so that hopefully we can finally eradicate this disease.
Over the weekend on the Mike Gushay Show, the director of the Alzheimer's group in southeastern Wisconsin was on talking about the fact that the one piece missing, believe it or not, for this disease that's touched virtually every family in the world has been money for the research.
Yes, I saw that too as well this weekend. It was,
yeah.
It was a good time that he was reminding us how much money the feds put in. But because of this little $50,000, we're going to be able to get that NIH money, and they're really going to be going after it hard. So it'll just be, it's a small drop in the bucket, but I think when you get federal money in.
So you differ from Ron Johnson, who did not think it was worthy to fund this.
Oh, absolutely. It's very.
He doesn't think that that's government's role.
Oh, it's absolutely our role, especially the University of Wisconsin. We got great
researchers
there.
So you differ from Ron Johnson on that.
I differ from Ron Johnson in many ways, but especially this one.
Okay. He was the only member of the delegation that opposed that.
Really?
Yeah. Not your bill, but some other.
Right.
When UW wanted to go to the NIH, a letter of recommendation, he didn't want to sign on to that.
No, that's terrible. That's absolutely terrible.
Okay. Oh, that's his governing philosophy.
Yeah.
You haven't read enough Ayn Rand. You need to read Atlas Shrugged a couple times. Read it forwards and backwards.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. There we go.
Okay. All right. What else? Was that it?
Nope. We got more. Another one is funding for a virtual dementia tour license. One of the things we did in the Nina Appleton one when we were there is they took us on a virtual tour. So you and I both had loved ones. Our fathers both had Alzheimer's. And we kind of have an idea of what that's like. But until you go through this awful journey, I don't think I truly knew what it was like. They put goggles on you so you can't see as well. They put these hard plastic things in your shoes that hurt your feet. They put these headphones on you, and they're jarring music and like noises that get louder or softer. And then they put you in a room and say, do these tasks, but you have these headphones on. You can't hear the tasks you're supposed to do. So they do these things all over. And what they're finding is, how would you react if you yourself got Alzheimer's? So I heard something about socks. So I went to the room and I was folding socks over and over, thinking that's what I was supposed to do. Representative Novak was in the room and he heard something about towels and socks. So he kept bugging me with my socks. One person in the room just froze, didn't know what to do, and paced back and forth. And if you think of Alzheimer's and dementia, that's exactly what you see as the progression starts, as people can do repetitive tasks over and over again because they don't know what to do. And how we treat these people and how we work with them in nursing homes and community centers is so important that you don't just grab the person because it's jarring. They're not with you. They're hearing other things. They're in a different place in their mind. So this would allow the state to be able to do this in all pockets of the state of Wisconsin.
And what's the point of that?
Education and awareness. A lot of our police officers have already gone through something, but nothing this thorough. And it really only took 15, 20 minutes. But after that 15, 20 minutes, I felt such guilt, because if I would have known at the time what my dad might have been going through, I would have reacted differently. I mean, obviously, I'm a loving daughter, but I would have done things differently. And that's kind of everybody on the committee that went through this, we all had tears in our eyes thinking, if I only knew then what I know now.
Diane, we're Catholic. We should feel guilt. That's important.
Yes, every day of my life. Every day.
Stand by. Diane Hesselbein with us on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. You're rolling home with Sly on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. Was there anything else you... I have some other issues I want to ask you about.
Sure.
Was there anything else you wanted to...
Just quickly, one that we got that was really bipartisan support I wasn't sure about. It's continuing the legal conversation, the judicial education on elder law. And it was funny, Representative Rohrkast was the chair of this committee, and he said that Justice Rogensack was in favor. And I said, well, okay, what does Justice Abrahamson think? And so I was reaching out to her, and she thought it was a great idea, too. So I'm just really bipartisan. Also, the one last thing is a Silver Alert look back. So in the state of Wisconsin, Silver Alert's just been going for a few years. It's doing really well. But this would just say, if you have a Silver Alert on you, Sly, and they find you, that the Department of Transportation should probably take a look back to see if you should be driving. Now, obviously, some Silver Alerts, they're driving, sometimes they're not driving. But really, if you get a Silver Alert called on you, maybe you shouldn't be.
Yeah, I have. I remember the battle to take the car keys away. That was a...
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Unfortunate. My dad didn't have that. He worked at Zimbrick. He was, you know, for years loved cars, but he didn't fight that at all. But a lot of people do.
Someone did all the way to the end. There's a little stubbornness in my family.
It's hard to believe.
Isn't it? It is hard to believe. If you saw Mike Couchet's show this past weekend, then I'm sure you saw Alberta Darling.
I did.
And her response about this tax shortfall, $94.3 million coming in less from tax revenue, is that it's the national recession. I didn't know we were in a recession, but she said it's global forces, which is interesting because when they took over, everything got blamed on Jim Doyle and the Democrats. They were responsible for an actual terrible recession.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't in a recession right now. There's always problems, and the global economy does affect Wisconsin. But what do you think of this passing the buck?
I don't think they should be passing the buck. The reason why Minnesota has done so much better than we are is because they're a progressive state doing great things for the people in Minnesota. Wisconsin doesn't have that right now. And instead of Wisconsin Republicans looking at themselves saying, gee, what did we do wrong? Instead, they want to blame President Obama.
You heard the governor, who's a good politician still. I mean, I don't think he's anywhere near on his game right now. He still appears to be a little knocked off his stride. But he gave some impressive figures at the beginning of that address, right? It made it sound like everything was fine in Wisconsin. Have we got the same problem in Wisconsin that the United States does? Maybe only a little more exaggerated because we're a manufacturing state, and that they may be creating jobs in Wisconsin right now, but they're not good ones.
Well, they're low-paying jobs. So when he says things like, oh, we have more people working in the state of Wisconsin than we ever had, well, yeah, but where are those jobs and how much are they making? Are they family-sustaining jobs, or are they people working two, three, four jobs just to try to get by?
But isn't that a problem nationwide?
I'm not, you know, I think sometimes that's a problem nationwide, but I also think it's a big problem for the state of Wisconsin.
Even before Scott Walker came into office, Wisconsin had lost more middle-class wages than practically any other state. The middle class in Wisconsin had shrunk more. So it seems odd to me that their focus has been on cutting wages for different groups of people. And if you look at every one of their things that they've done, they've either cut wages or they're going after things like workers' comp.
Yes.
Right?
Well, now insurance, too.
Now, this we'll get to self-insurance.
Okay.
That's another one. I'd be nice to see a cohesive message from the Democrats to remind people what the Republicans have done,
mm-hmm.
specifically, and add them up. I mean, what does that cost Wisconsin?
Oh, my gosh. So much money. All of their failed policies.
So they're in a real bind. Now he wants to do, and we'll talk about this, the Governor Walker wants to do or is considering the self-insurance. What mm-hmm. is that?
Self-insurance, it would be, you know, put out to bid, and it'll be somebody from another state that'll probably bid on this to try to do it. We'll be taking money away from Wisconsin once again. It's going to cost a lot of money, and I don't think we're going to gain any savings. And I think, once again, you know, he's pitting, you know, state workers, saying he's going to put it to public education. If there's money to be saved, that's a big if. I don't think there will be, at least for a very long time. And it's just pitting workers against public education now.
This is something Minnesota did years ago, and evidently it did not work very well. It seems like he's not paying attention to some of the studies, so he's gone out and tried to get another study. But it kind of seems like legislators aren't going along with this. The remarks that I heard from Alberta Darling on this and the ones I've heard from Senator Fitzgerald, they don't sound too eager to do this. What do you think?
I think they know we do pretty well taking care of our people as far as insurance. I don't think they want to open it up to an out-of-state market. I think they like things to be able to be competitive. And I also think, didn't Alberta say something about, you know, the federal government and Obamacare, and is this the same road we're going to be going down?
Yeah.
Think I heard her say something like that, and I was like, whoa, that's interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of buck passing right now.
Yeah, and people are really looking at what we can afford with the numbers that didn't come in. I mean, I'm worried about our task force. We're going to be able to get everything funded that we'd like to get funded. But then with his college ideas that he has that I heard on the Colleges and Universities Committee last week, how much money are they going to be allotting towards that? I'm not sure.
Well, when I think of the wages that have been cut for public employees and the money that's been cut from education, mm-hmm. right, I'm thinking to myself, where is all that? They gave tax breaks to manufacturers and to, I guess, farmers. To revive the state's economy. It kind of, how can anybody say this has worked? Show me the money.
Right. But they don't show you the money. They just say what they want to say and hope that you don't ask questions.
We did because a disaster.
Absolute disaster.
So where's the accountability here?
There isn't any. There isn't any accountability in their pro-voucher schools either.
Do you think that this is, Diane Hasselbein with us on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. Do you think this is why some of your Republican colleagues are not running for re-election?
I'm not sure why they're not. I mentioned to Representative Knutson when he announced, I said, wow, I just read the news. He said, yeah, he's looking forward to getting back into, you know, his other life. So uh-huh. that was interesting. I'm not sure about Representative Heaton.
He just got here.
He did. But he won barely
uh-huh.
In a very Democratic area.
Uh-huh.
And Mandy Wright is doing a great job up there. She announced early and she's been hitting it hard. So maybe he got nervous.
So they've been busy with some other things. Including, this is my favorite, sanctuary cities.
Oh.
Your friend from up north, Representative Spiros, introduced a bill going after Madison, Milwaukee, and Racine. He claims they're sanctuary cities, and his bill would make it illegal for communities to put a law on their law enforcement not to ask about immigration status. He then changed his bill. Mm-hmm. Or he's going to change his bill And reading through the material here in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he never bothered talking to anybody in Madison, Milwaukee, or Racine about what their actual policy was.
That doesn't surprise me. I get along well with Representative Spiros on other issues. This isn't one we disagree on.
But isn't that appalling that you would introduce something without talking to people? I mean, it just shows you the divide in this state and that you wouldn't even have a communications with these communities.
Well, that you have an assumption of what's happening when you don't live there. I wouldn't pretend to know what's going on in Racine, and I would definitely reach out to the sheriff and law enforcement and probably Corey Mason, whoever else lives in Racine, to try to figure out if I was going to do a bill about Racine, I'd find out what was going on there.
Although David Clark supports this bill, just so you know.
Oh, well, that's maybe it was his idea.
Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down a whole list.
Yeah, you do. He's got a whole pile of papers here.
Okay. Wisconsin Senate votes to strip Planned Parenthood of $7.5 million in federal funds. Explain this.
They've been on a war with Planned Parenthood for years, and they're just saying that from now on they don't want Wisconsin to get any federal money for it at all. And they just can't stand Planned Parenthood. One thing I can't stand, though, is how some federal money they like, some federal money they don't like. They don't want the federal money for broadband. They don't want it for Planned Parenthood. But
train,
right. All sorts of other things.
Think if you're taking the train, using your Wi-Fi to go to Planned Parenthood. They must really hate that.
Exactly.
That's like a trifecta of hate.
But then one of my bills last session that actually passed was asking the feds to give money for King Nursing Home. Federal money. We'd like federal money for King Nursing Home because it's a veteran nursing home in King, Wisconsin. But Planned Parenthood, no.
So they say they're going to direct the money to other places. What do you feel about that?
Well, one of the places they want to direct it to is like the Well Woman program that really sees women ages 40 and up. Okay, well, that's, you know, I support that program for ages 40 and up, but what about the younger women? Where are they supposed to go? And nobody has any answers for that. They don't know. Where are people supposed to go? I stood up on the floor when this hit the assembly and told my story that my mom had cervical cancer when I was very young, probably kindergarten, first grade. We had insurance. She got help. It was wonderful. I had pre-cervical cancer in my early 30s, and luckily I had health insurance. I had regular doctor visits. What if we didn't? What if my mother didn't? Where are the women that don't have health insurance supposed to go in the state of Wisconsin? And how many more children are going to be motherless because of these failed policies?
You're literally saying that they could end up costing people their lives here.
Absolutely. Where are people supposed to go for cervical screenings? I mean, I don't know where they're supposed to go. They can't afford it. So where are they going to go? They're not.
And they'll counter with, well, they don't do mammograms. That's their counter.
That's their counter?
That's their counter.
Well, yeah. Unbelievable.
Is this even legal? It looks to me, because this is federal money, you think there might be a challenge here?
There might be a challenge. A lot, some things I don't know if there'll be a challenge, and usually there's a challenge. So if we can do it, I'm sure somebody will.
What's your overall sense on how bad things are going to change with the civil, last question, on the civil service system with the law that's going to pass?
Oh, I think it's going to be devastating. Devastating.
You think we're going to lose more public employees?
I think we're going to lose more public employees. I think we're going to be, I mentioned this to Representative Steinecke. He says it's illegal. It won't happen. I think people are going to be looking at who signed the recall, who's going to get a job. I liked the test that people would take to see what they could do, what they would be applying for. I worry we're going to have a lot of more cronies in the state of Wisconsin.
Sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm. A lot to fix.
Sounds like history. Sounds like stuff I read about Tammany Hall back in the
Absolutely.
High school days.
We've got a long way to go. But, this next election is extremely important for the state of Wisconsin. And I think with the presidential election, with Russ Feingold at the top of the ticket, I think we're going to be taking back some serious seats in the Senate and the Assembly.
Don Hasselbein, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Sly's Office.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.